Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Some pretty graphic testimony now from the witness stand today. In the second day of the Diddy trial in Manhattan federal court, after yesterday's testimony from a security guy who says Sean Diddy Combs tried to pay him to get rid of a hotel videotape where he's been seen dragging his ex-girlfriend Cassie, it was Cassie who took the stand today to tell her story, and observers say it was gasp-worthy. It's where we begin our news on this Tuesday afternoon. Diddy's lawyers insist while the three-time Grammy winner could be violent, he never veered into the sex trafficking and racketeering thing he's accused of. A jury will decide that. 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa at the head of our broadcast on this Tuesday.
A very pregnant Cassie Ventura began her testimony describing the abuse she said she experienced in her relationship with Sean Diddy Combs. She said he'd smash me in the head, kick me, drag me, stomp me on the head when I was down. She said in the first year of the relationship, he broached the idea of freak-offs. He wanted to be the voyeur while she had sex with another man, and she said she wanted to please him. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And we will update the trial as the day progresses. It's going to be a long one, folks. Hang on to your hats. Police released the picture of a guy wanted in connection with a fatal stabbing on an MTA bus Sunday. 41-year-old Alvin Francis of 168th Street in Queens got into it with another guy. Cops have yet to determine what the argument was about or if the two even knew each other. This happened on board the J-90 shuttle on Etna Street and Crescent in Cypress Hills about 2 in the afternoon. Police have been going through camera footage from the bus to see a suspect, and they finally gleaned a picture of him. You can see those pictures on our website as well as the video at 1010winds.com. NJT riders are heeding the warning. We mentioned last week the company and its engineers union were talking, but still no agreement on the table. And if they're still at odds come Friday, we're probably going to see a strike. And so the word today is that folks probably need to go ahead and make contingency plans to get to work for just in case.
NJ Transit's contingency plan relies on buses that can only handle 20% of daily train riders. Carrie Quigley from River Edge plans to work from home.
I've seen the buses when the rail is not working, and it's bad. It's a lot of people.
Eshawn lives in Manhattan and does the reverse commute.
If the Secaucus train were to shut down for a bit, I don't know what I'd do. I have a coworker that lives nearby, and then we drive to Whippany from here, so I have to get to Secaucus somehow.
Most commuters don't remember the last NJ Transit strike. It was in 1983 and lasted 3 weeks. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Secaucus.
Of course, 1010 Winds is following developments in the ongoing talks between the NJT and its union. They are meeting with a mediator, I understand, out in Washington. We'll keep you posted on any progress or, on the other hand, a strike which might impact your commute. Well, Winds family, you might want to cover the kids' ears on this one. This one's tough. Here's a news flash. It says New Yorkers spend a higher percentage of our money on housing than any other state. Hush your mouth. And then it really gets deep. It says New York renters spend more than half their income just to keep a roof over their heads. Shut the front door. alert the media. Wallet Hub spent good money on that study. They could have just asked us and given us the money. Anyway, it shows New Yorkers spend about 54% of their paycheck on housing, putting the Empire State at the top of the nation's renter paying list. Hawaii and Massachusetts follow close behind, and it says here housing costs have grown wildly out of sync with wages. Ugh. They say owning a home here is a little bit better on your wallet, but still steep compared to other places. Wallet Hub says you got to move to places like Bismarck, Sioux Falls, or Cheyenne, those other wonderful metropolises, to get more bang for your buck. We're talking less than 16% of your income goes to rent. Then you got to pay $20,000, though, to get a slice of pizza delivered from Bleecker Street. So, same thing. Meantime, years later, they're still arresting people who allegedly took advantage of the COVID-19 relief fund for businesses. 9 people charged with allegedly defrauding disaster relief out of more than $2.2 million in bogus claims. Queens DA Melinda Katz and State Inspector General Lucy Lang say they were filing applications on behalf of fake and defunct companies and transferring business loans to personal accounts while wiring a portion of the monies to their friends. That money was set up to help small businesses suffering hardship due to COVID-19, and authorities say the Naughty Nine helped themselves put the money in their personal accounts like nobody would notice. $2.2 million, right. Now, each of them are facing 25 years if convicted of the top count of grand larceny. $2.2 million? Yep, that's pretty grand. Police have a teenager in custody this afternoon suspected of shooting a 16-year-old girl to death yesterday. This is outside a Bronx school that we've been telling you about. NYPD Chief of Detective Joseph Kinney providing an update earlier.
Located this 14-year-old suspect at 952 Reverend James Polite Avenue near the intersection of East 163rd Street. As the perpetrator attempted to enter a taxi, he realized the presence of police and tried to flee the scene. But our officers moved in quickly and apprehended him.
This shooting happened about 5 p.m. outside the Bronx Career and College Prep High School in Morsania. Cops say a fight broke out and one of the teenagers pulled out a gun, opened fire towards the crowd, killing innocent bystander Yvette Jeffrey. No word yet on any charges against this 14-year-old suspect. We have got to get guns out of those babies' hands. Police divers back in the water meantime near Kings Park. They're still searching for a missing swimmer who was reported in distress last night. Suffolk police got the call about 8 p.m. Somebody's struggling in the water and they started a huge search. Marine Bureau, dive team, aviation, K-9, Coast Guard came out there. Everyone, all taking part, but the search was paused at about 1 this morning. They're back in the river today. Still no word yet on any sign of that swimmer. Mayor Adams announcing today that announcing the creation of a new office dedicated to cracking down on anti-Semitism here in the city.
This is about rooting out anti-Semitism in all spaces. Mayor Adams says those spaces are many, and the new office will be taking a look.
The rivers of information that we saw put out in some of our school system was playing out on our college campuses with organizations that are receiving taxpayers' dollars that are promoting anti-Semitism.
Moshe Davis, the Jewish liaison for the Office of Community Affairs, will lead the new unit.
This office will be a sledgehammer, deliberate, coordinated, and unapologetic.
Jews make up 10% of the city's population. So far this year, they've been the victims of 62% of the hate crimes. Mac Rosenberg's 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.